This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, we are moments away from the special Wrong Day movie review. Our friend Rudy and Tommy. Yep. Tommy Igo.
The greatest living drummer of all time.
That's correct.
Tommy Igo.
He said you're the greatest living drummer of all time.
And he can't hear you yet.
I'm looking at his new disc. It looks like, I don't know where people would go to buy a CD like this, but it says East Meets West.
Here, I'll put it on the camera.
Tommy Igo and the Birdland Big Band. And it looks like it's a double disc. And the other side is Tommy Igo Groove Conspiracy.
Wow, the double
Beautiful.
Album.
Where do people go to buy CDs now?
You can find it on iTunes.
Oh, really? It's on iTunes?
Yes.
He says yes.
Is it on TommyIgo.com?
You can speak, Tommy.
Oh, I can? Oh, wow.
You can speak.
Is this thing on? Hi. Yeah, bye. Yeah, you got to come to our live shows to get the disc, but you can stream it.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. So Yoshi's on Wednesday night.
Where
They're actually doing it.
Where can you stream it? What site?
Spotify.
All right.
You make any money off of that?
Hell no.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
But is it cool? Is there any, like, when you tell people you're the greatest living drummer of all time?
I don't say that.
Does that spend it all? Can you, like,
I don't say that.
Like, when you aren't making rent, can you call and say, listen, I'm the greatest living drummer of all times. I'm going to have to ask for a pass this month.
Yeah, because, you know, acting like a peacock really goes over well with people who give you gigs. So that's great advice, actually. I do that all the time, as a matter of fact. Very, very not humble, very not cool. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
I posted the link to buy Tommy's CD from Amazon.com on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, is that right. The actual CD they get
yeah,
there?
Yeah, you can buy the actual CD.
Yeah, if you have over an over 60 crowd, they might enjoy it.
We do.
Can you stop it?
No, I'm so serious. I was like trying. Hey, listen, this morning I was in the car listening to you guys.
Yeah.
And I got home from the dog park, because I go to the park in the morning with Captain, and I had to go into my house. And I wanted to keep listening to your show, and there's no radio. I had to pull up the radio.com app on my phone. Like, things like CDs and just, like, a regular FM radio, it's, you know, in my house, I'm like, everything's digital.
Yeah.
So, like, I was like, how am I going to listen to the show? I had to pull it up on my phone. So I'm down with the fact that CDs are definitely on their way out. But strangely enough, some people still love them.
Yeah. Oh, they have a collection. They want to look
None of that
it.
Made any sense. But he is the greatest counter of all times, everyone. He
You're
drums.
Welcome.
He drums so well, you won't believe it. Wait till you hear him.
I don't know that he's going to drum for us today, but you could certainly get that record and
right.
you'll freak out. It's big band. It's super, like, it's so exciting. And actually, there's nothing like the live show. Like, you've never been to a show where your head just gets blown clean off.
They're good.
All right, so that's coming up in a couple minutes.
Here's a few texts.
Hold on. We have to get to the Hawaii thing.
Yeah.
Yep, we spent a lot of time talking to Tommy. And right now, Tiny Bubbles. Oh, you went for it. We got all week. You can come up with all different ones.
Near bubbles.
We want to send you to Hawaii. It's a four-night stay at the Fairmont Orchid with a $1,200 airfare allowance. Right now, call number 97-800-400-3697 gets in the running for this grand prize trip to Hawaii, and you'll win a pair of tickets to see Hall & Oates with Train May 4th at the SAP Center in San Jose. Call number 97 right now gets the tickets and is in the running for the trip to Hawaii, and we're going to do this again at noon, 3, and 5. Lots of chances to get yourself qualified for this awesome trip to Hawaii. So call now, 800-400-3697.
Couple minutes here before the film review begins, so here's a few texts. Sociology and film studies right here. $40,000 in debt, and my first job out of college was managing a coffee shop.
Oh.
That's from 408. Nothing wrong with that. It's honest work. At least you're working.
Yes,
as
work
opposed
is...
to saying, it's not fair.
Get a job.
I thought she meant style, too, but then realizing it's Sarah, yes, should totally have assumed it was about furniture.
Oh, it was the dresser.
By the way, well, I thought you meant she's a nice dresser. I didn't even look at the furniture in the photo. I didn't even realize there was furniture in the photo.
Oh. Well.
There was my little girl in the middle of that photo. That's the, anyway.
Looking cute as a button.
I noticed the dresser.
Beautiful dresser behind her.
I noticed the dresser first thing in the pic. LOL.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I, what do I know?
Go to, actually, if you go to Alice973's Instagram, and they have far more followers than us, which kind of pisses us off.
Well, you just said them again.
Yeah. Well, all our, if you, right there in the description of the Alice973 is every single one of our handles on Instagram. So follow us. Click those and follow us. Please follow us, please. Alice has 20,000 more followers than us.
LOL, I have a BA in art history and I worked in an auction business for several years, but had to bail to make ends meet. I've been working in property management the last 5 years, relying on my job experience and customer service. No money in art jobs.
That's too bad.
I guess unless you're maybe an art dealer.
Yeah.
You work at some fancy museum, maybe.
Maybe.
Olstein owns eight different mansions.
Of course he does. Yeah. He's super rich off the people who believe in him.
Yuck.
He takes their money.
415 says, Vin, are there no jobs or no jobs I want to do? I'm sure there's some of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's absolutely...
I'm far more qualified than... I have a person in my life who's just like, I have a degree. I'm like, yeah, but you're 56 years old. It's time to just get any job.
I have that friend in my life as well.
Mm.
Burning through what will be his retirement money right now because he's not ready to give up on...
I'm too qualified.
I could...
I have a degree. I'm like, okay, oh my God.
So that person still doesn't have a job?
No, that person does not have a job. Gets jobs, loses jobs, can't get along with people at any job, doesn't have
bad.
A job. Yeah. It is too bad.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's hard.
My dad is 80 and still working as a dentist. It's his choice to continue working, though. Okay.
Oh, boy.
80.
That's an old guy with his dusty hands in your mouth. Yeah, shaking. He's doing like a shaky hand. Come here, I'm just going to quickly drill this.
Oh my
worst
teeth.
Nightmare.
Oh.
I'm sure your dad's
nightmare.
Not like that. open wide.
Bryn.
Hooman's still taking the winner. He was going to start off by asking some questions. Hooman, put them on hold, and I'll
no.
get the info.
Hey, what's the baby music?
Here's my
going?
First
what's
question.
Singing?
Someone set up the movie. Give us the plot of what it's about.
Okay, I'm going to set up the movie, all right? Tommy, you good with this?
yeah,
I'm
gonna sure.
Set up
go,
the movie.
Baby.
Okay,
baby.
So this is A Quiet Place, written and directed by John Krasinski. And this movie is basically about a post-apocalyptic America where some aliens have come from another planet to invade Earth, and now... They prey on not what they see, not what they can eat, but they prey or what they can smell, but they prey on what they can hear. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden, sound is the biggest thing you want to avoid in this post-apocalyptic world. And that's where the story begins. Sarah,
can they fly?
They can fly. They can.
Oh, I hate flying aliens.
I feel like there was a flying scene when at the very beginning. Well, either they can fly or they can run like they can fly. They're extremely fast, one way or the other.
Mm.
But they're very, very deadly. Regardless, they're extremely deadly. So
that sucks.
That's
so you can't make any noise. One little sound. Are they just hanging out everywhere listening for sounds?
That's how fast they are. If they hear some sound, they will come right to you and handle business. So that's why it's so scary. That's why sound is the enemy in this movie. So that's where we start off. That's where the movie begins.
Yeah. It starts off in a very I Am Legend-ish kind of way.
There you go.
It's a, the end of the world. It's really very similar to that.
And I love that movie.
So the movie starts on day 90 of whatever happened.
Right.
Okay? And then we see the opening scene. We see something heartbreaking and tragic happen.
Like what?
We can't tell you
that. Can't tell you.
And then... Then the movie really starts. So that's the beginning of the movie. And then the movie really starts a little over a year later.
Oh.
And right. And they're obviously... It doesn't. You know, look,
so people have survived this long.
Some people have.
Very few people.
Like, very few. You see them...
Only the quiet types.
Yeah, it's,
right.
Yeah, the people
right.
who figured it out.
I have a couple questions for you.
Oh, here we go.
You guys both love horror films. Is this in the top 5 horror films you've ever seen?
Mine, it jumped directly into the top 5. Directly
wow.
into the top 5. This is, and I, you know, I'm the type of guy that loves, you know, the classics, Exorcist, Poltergeist,
sure,
and
yeah,
stuff like
yeah.
that. But this one right here, because of the fact that it was more of an experience to watch this movie, and it really pulled you in, it jumped right into my top 5 immediately.
How about top three?
That's a good one. That's debatable. I haven't broken it down that far, but the fact that I would even think about it lets you know how good the movie was.
Tommy? Let me ask everybody who's on mic a camera, Mike, a question. Let me ask everyone here, when was the last time you saw a truly original film?
Saw. Mm. Oh, a scary movie?
When you were,
Saw. Yeah.
I saw, what was that called? It Follows?
Oh, that was good. That was a pretty good one.
Have you seen that?
It's like a Netflix one.
No.
I like.
But is that like a truly original idea?
It's pretty.
It was pretty
trippy.
Good.
It was really surprising, and it's another one of those. I think I watched it because it had 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, mm-hmm.
right.
just like this one does. And you go, "What? All right, let me hit play on that." And it's really, it's weird.
Right. So it's very rare to see something. You know, we're not young kids.
Right.
Like when you see a film that it's like it's usually recycled or an idea or a new way or blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. Something.
You know exactly where
right.
it came
yeah,
from.
They
right.
came from. There's a root.
This wasn't super formulaic and it didn't have, you know, the one person goes outside, you know, they're going to get it.
Never seen anything like
it. No, what it did is it took the concept of sound, which when you really think about all the scary movies that you've seen, the sound somehow plays a role in it. Like it gets real quiet, then something creaks. And all of a sudden you think something's going to jump out. That's an element in most scary movies. But this one really just took that concept and made it the centerpiece of the entire movie.
Are they able to put music into the movie when they need it to be so silent?
That's one of my comments of it is that it's a quiet film. And mm-hmm. there's very little underscoring. But there is like sound suspense swelling kind of things. But then nothing happens.
Right.
Oh.
And it leaves you on edge.
Playing with you.
It leaves you on edge. See, and that's the first question I wanted to ask you, Tommy.
Okay, go.
Because me and Tommy, we decided we're going to ask each other questions since Hooman didn't want to go with us.
We got three questions each for each one.
And we don't know what the questions are. But I noticed, Tommy, that you had this big tub of popcorn when we first got there, okay?
And he loves his popcorn.
Always.
And you barely even touched it. Like, I noticed that you weren't rustling through it and you were just trying to stay really quiet. Did you feel like you were a part of the movie and did you feel, did the element of sound, did that make you not want to actually touch your popcorn throughout the movie?
I didn't feel I was part of the movie, but I think that they should ban all wrapper-based products for this film.
Right,
and,
right.
And, like, I'm that kind of guy, you know, I try to eat my popcorn like, you know, like a person and not a donkey, you know, so.
Right.
You know,
eat it during the loud parts of the movie.
Yeah, you know, and
but it doesn't sound like there are any.
No,
others.
There
were. Right, that's the whole thing. So I had to eat my popcorn like a ninja.
Yeah.
Right?
Very, ninja very corn. Stealth.
Right. Yeah, very stealth. So I tried my best. Thank you for noticing that.
Yeah,
man.
I had
Thank
to.
You. That's very nice. And I was,
you know, I care.
I was too scared to eat.
Right.
You know? But but scared in a good way. I don't want to turn people off to this film.
No, my icy melted. My icy melted because I didn't want to slurp the bottom part. I didn't want to slurp the bottom part because I didn't want to interrupt anybody.
He slurps the hell out of his Slurpee during a movie.
I do. He didn't make a noise. He didn't make a sound.
There are times where, like, we'll be in a loud part of the movie and Rudy is just going at it, that Slurpee.
You gotta go without the loud
and I have
the best part is the corner.
I have to punch his shoulder. I'm like, bro, you don't need every ice, like, last bit of icy, do you?
Dude, for $7, I want every last slurp.
It's crazy.
It's
leaving 62 cents worth of icy at the bottom.
Yeah.
Hey, so would you recommend then if you've got to have your popcorn, you've got to have your Twizzlers and the things that are hard to open and, you know, noisy, get there early enough that you can chow that before the movie starts?
If you must have them, get them out of the way because the thing is that you're probably just going to let it go to waste because you get so engulfed in the movie that you don't end up drinking your entire icy because you get so caught up in the movie you don't want to make any noise.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Or okay, have some ice cream or something,
one,
you know?
One question down.
There you go.
All right, Tommy, I think it's your
turn. Is it my turn for a question?
Yes, it is.
Hooman asked my first question already. Thanks, Hooman. Where would you rank this?
I have a question.
All right. Okay.
Is there a standout performance? Who stole the film?
It's not that kind of film.
Isn't there one person that did a better job than everyone else? Because I'm reading Emily Blunt stole the movie.
No.
No,
did Emily Blunt steal the film?
Well, no, here's the thing. Emily
She's
Blunt
going to get nominated, though.
Emily Blunt had a Emily Blunt had a scene that stole the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I cannot reveal what this was.
No,
what
don't. What I love that you guys aren't spoiling it.
You know what? Let me ask you a question. When you think about having a baby, you know, you have a thing. Let me ask you. When you have a baby, what's the first thing you think of past poopy diapers? What's the next thing?
The noise.
You're the crying baby. It's the very next thing. So the very first thing you see after the tragic first scene is a pregnant Emily Blunt.
Right.
That's the first thing you see. And they don't, and what I love about this film is that they don't explain stuff.
No.
They let you figure it out. So it isn't like, oh, should we even have sex because we might get pregnant and we're in a noisy thing and blah, blah, blah. They just show her pregnant. And you're like, and you do the math. You're like,
yes.
Holy crap.
That
they're going to have a baby.
And that's part of the anticipation
factor. They're going to have a baby.
Me and Tommy are looking at each other. When we realize that she's pregnant, we look at each other and we lock eyes. Like, and we're like, oh, it's going down.
You've got to keep. What
not
are
only
do?
Did you guys lock eyes, but apparently you linked arms and leaned in on each other. You were so scared.
You know what, Tommy?
We hugged like little babies.
Tommy, I want to admit something to you, man. I was initially going to give you that one extra space that you usually give another dude. Like when you're at the, it's like when you go to the urinals, like you never sit. Yeah. You never stand right next to the guy.
It's called the bro seat.
Yeah, the bro seat. I was gonna give you that, but I'm glad that I didn't because I felt closer to you. Like I felt like we really experienced that together.
Dude, I looked at you for support.
right. For emotional and mental support.
Yeah, how many times did I hit your shoulder? Like, oh my, when that stuff is about to happen and I started smacking
yes.
you, I was just like
I'm bruised. Yeah, I feel bruised.
Oh,
I'm bruised up.
So I have a question.
Go ahead.
All right. This is a two-parter.
Oh, right. Wow.
And Tommy can... Well, it doesn't matter who starts. Do you see the monster, and is the monster in this movie scarier than the monster in Stranger Things?
Well, you do see the monster, but it's brief. And the funny part is that you know the monster is part of the movie, but again, it's almost like the nemesis, the thing that you fear the most is not necessarily the monster. It's the fact that there's sound all around you and there's the risk of being heard, and that's really what you fear. But you do see the monster, although it is brief, you can see them, and it's a crazy-looking monster. I think even in the movie they refer to it as an angel of death. So it's definitely there.
What's he look like? Describe the monster.
I'd rather not.
Yeah, because...
Because we would do a terrible job.
Right, and I don't want to...
It's a very original monster.
It's extremely original. And
it is?
Very original.
I don't want to sit here and tell you too many details about the movie.
Yeah, I'm glad that you guys... you're definitely building suspense without telling me. I might have to go see this movie today.
So Jaws worked. Krasinski obviously studied Spielberg. So Jaws worked because you barely see the shark.
Right.
Right. That's why it worked. And that happened by accident, by the way, because the shark never worked on set. It was a mechanical work. It didn't work. So he had to make a movie where you didn't see the shark. It turned out to be the best thing that happened to it. This movie, you almost never see the monster. And when you do, it's just enough that you're like, oh, my God, that's the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Yes. Yeah.
I have another question.
Bust it out.
So it's John, Emily, and their two kids, right? Those are the stars, right?
There's actually three kids.
Oh, three.
There's three.
No spoilers. No spoilers.
I think you saw a commercial that may have spoiled that.
Does everyone survive?
What kind of movie would it be if everyone survived? If you wanted to know,
you would have gone.
That baby has to go.
Should have gone to the movie, but
let me put it. They definitely set up A Quiet Place 2.
Oh, I was going to say, is there a Quiet Place? That's my last question. Is there a Quiet Place 2?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it could happen. It could totally happen.
It's called the retirement plan right there.
Right.
Krasinski's
set.
Yep.
Do they have a plan on killing the angel of death?
They discover something that could be
the answer to all these problems. It could be.
What do they discover? Can't tell you.
Yeah, we can't let you know because you didn't buy a ticket.
That's up number two.
And you didn't come with us. So we can't tell you.
Well, you guys were huddled together. I didn't think there was enough room there.
No,
really? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
All right. Are you guys done asking all your questions?
Well, what's your rating?
I'm just gonna get straight to. I had a couple more questions, but I don't think we have time for it. But I want to tell you right now, I'm giving this movie, and I've never done this before.
Here
okay.
We go.
I'm giving this movie 5.5 pinatas.
Oh, oh,
I'm giving it an extra half of a pinata because
let's go see this.
Because look, Sarah,
I'm into it.
As soon as I left that place, we saw it in Berkeley. I went over to grab a slice of pizza with a friend of mine right after the movie. I started selling this movie as if I was being paid through commission. I was like, you need to go watch this movie today. Mm-hmm. So I'm giving it an extra half a pinata, and all my pinatas are full of the expletives that me and Tommy were screaming out throughout the entirety of the movie.
Oh,
5.5 pinatas.
We were like, it was curse laden. It was great.
All right, what do you give it?
Cowbells. So mambo cowbells are big, cha-cha cowbells are small. So I'm going to give it 5 mambo cowbells plus a cha-cha bell.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Plus
it's
a cha-cha.
That
cha-cha.
Great.
Yeah, that's
both
that
you guys
both
5-star.
Loved
yeah,
it.
5-star plus.
5-star plus. Absolutely great. What can you say, man?
So, okay.
It was an experience.
As movie reviewers, let me ask you this.
Professional movie reviewers. Professional, right. This is what we do.
Recognize us. Recognize us.
You have to get paid to be pros. I'm not sure how that works.
You know,
we're at mid-April.
All right.
So, okay. So far this year, what is your favorite movie that you've seen?
I'm not trying to just run off the hype that we just put into this movie, but this one is my favorite movie that
so
I've
far,
seen so far.
It's
in
your
2018,
favorite movie.
This is definitely it.
Well, since Hooman has only brought me on his dates for A Wrinkle in Time and Rampage.
Yeah. Oh, Crunch. You got Crunch. Yes.
Rampage is trash.
I am getting the crumbs at the bottom of the barrel. I don't know what I did to Hooman. I mean, I love you, bro. Hey, I love you.
Tommy, we have to set this one up ourselves,
I will
man.
Buy you a Persian rug if I get back on the A-list. I don't know what I did, but whatever I did, I'm getting Rampage. So this is by far the best movie I've seen.
Best movie you've seen.
That's the best movie I've seen.
Well, Tommy and Rudy, thank you for going.
Great job,
on your
boys.
Thank you guys.
And anytime there's a scary movie, we know who to call.
The Big Boys.
The A Team.
The Big Boys.
Call the Big Boys.
The Big Boys movie review. Thanks, guys. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Tommy Igoe, who's got a show at Yoshi's on Wednesday night. It's a Buddy Rich Count Basie tribute, one night only. That's this Wednesday at Yoshi's, Oakland, I believe. Rudy Ortiz, do we have any dates for him?
No, he's actually going out of town for a week.
Okay.
So.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll hear some more adventures when he returns.
We love his adventures.
Not everyone does.
There are always haters, aren't there? I love them.
Well,
so thanks to both of
them.
You
know what's funny about the way people are coming from all directions now? You know, earlier where I did the story about the lady who posted this dude sent her a bill for their date.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, I'll just pay the guy. Screw him. I'll just give him the money. I don't need anyone to pay for me. People wrote in and were like, that guy thought he was going to get something for his money. You don't pay him. He doesn't deserve to be paid. So he's basically saying, since I didn't get more from that date,
yeah,
you
I don't
owe
need
me
no
money.
Trouble from a dude who thinks like that. I'm just going to pay him and be like, we're square.
It's
no
just
more
funny
contact.
That there's so many different looks at
sure.
everything.
I know. It's
crazy.
So true.
They're
everyone's
coming
got
in
their...
like, whoa, this is just... Okay, dude, you know what? You asked some chick out and it didn't go. The end.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the
hope.
Way that's supposed to go, buddy. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
That is the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah. Didn't work out.
Yeah.
That's
so when the crazy guy bills me, I'm going to go ahead and pay that.
How does the crazy guy know my address, by the
yeah.
way?
Yeah. No, I think he got her on Twitter or something.
No.
Something like that. Well, anyway, listen. Try not to get hit by hailstones today.
Yeah.
Try not to slip on the ice that's formed.
It's tough out there.
Consider going to Tahoe this weekend because it sounds like they're getting some snow.
I know, in April.
It's crazy. And it's after awesome. The rain and stuff, too. So, look, it's going to be wild out there today. Hopefully, by the time the commute rolls around, it'll clear up. And it's actually supposed to be pretty nice this week, except maybe some rain on Wednesday.
You know what?
I did hear some of that, but, you know, we can't believe
it's all
anything.
Over the place, yeah.
Just strangest weather. Yeah. So, enjoy it. You know, pretty soon it'll just be hot every day.
I've got snow today in Tahoe, though,
oh,
and
great.
Then it looks like it's done. Mm-hmm. This may be the last snow we see.
Maybe the last gasp. Have a great day. Enjoy your Monday, because they're the best, as everyone knows. And we'll see you on Get Her Done Tuesday.
Yay!
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.